springs. Many times the rabbinical instructions were the parshios, were the parchments that were in the tefillin or in the mezuzahs. And since the mob could not read Hebrew, could not read anything, so that was immediately prima facie evidence of their guilt. Duly found guilty, the accused were condemned to death. 11 Jews in Savoy were burned alive, the rest subjected to attacks every month for the next 6 years for permission to remain in Savoy. The confessions obtained in Savoy were distributed by letter by Christian authorities from town to town and formed the basis for a wave of accusations and attacks throughout Alsace, Switzerland, and Germany. At a meeting of representatives of the Alsatian towns, the leaders of Strasbourg attempted to refute the charges, but were overwhelmed by the majority demanding reprisal and expulsion. The persecutions of the Black Death were not spontaneous outbursts, but action seriously discussed beforehand. And therefore, since the Jews were accused of poisoning the wells, you have a wave of pogroms. On January 1349, the entire Jewish community in the city of Basel was burned at the stake. The Jewish communities of Freiburg, Augsburg, Nuremberg, Munich, Königsberg, Regensburg, all were either exiled or burned. In Worms, in March 1349, the entire Jewish community committed suicide. In Cologne, the Jews were forced to flee. In Mainz, which had the largest Jewish community in Europe, the Jews defended themselves, and in defending themselves against the mob, killed over 200 Christians. When they killed the Christians, then all the Christians came to take revenge. On one day alone, on August 24, 1349, 6,000 Jews were killed in Mainz. Of the 3,000 Jews in Erfurt, none survived the attack of the Christian mob. So by 1350, the Jewish communities, those Jews who survived the Black Death itself, were destroyed by the ravages of the mobs, which the Black Death called. The Jewish communities in Antwerp and Brussels were entirely exterminated in 1350. There were almost no Jews left in Germany or the Low Countries by 1351. There's a third element to the story. Mysterious, difficult times breed mishugoyim. In fact, they come with the fleas. And there arose in Europe, in the middle of the Black Death, a group of people called self-flagellants, people who whipped themselves, marching tours of hundreds of people who would arrive in a town and put on a show three times a day, whip themselves, as a penance to stop the Black Death.